Is that a human? Silly thing. What are you doing so deep in the forest? Don't you know it's dangerous? Having trouble moving? Yeah, that's my pollen. Have you ever heard of flower folk? No, that's too bad. You probably wouldn't be in this mess if you'd done a little research. Oh well. Anyway, my pollen is how I defend myself in these treacherous woods. Partial paralysis is the first symptom. Oh, don't worry, it's not permanent. If I leave, you'll be able to start moving again after a while. But I'm not sure I want to. Humans are rare in these parts, you know, the first one I've ever seen, and I think I want to keep you around a little while. Oh, don't look so upset. I wouldn't dream of hurting you. I promise I'll treat you really well. Let me show you. I'm gonna wrap you up nice and snug in my vines. They're soft and supple, as rose petals. You'll love it. There, see, isn't that so comfy? I bet you just love it. You wanna stay wrapped up for a while longer, don't you? Oh, silly thing. The pollen must be making it hard to talk. You sound like you just said no, when I know you mean yes. Here, I'll nod your head for you. Yes. Just like that. What's that? Try to speak slowly. Your words are slurring together. Poor thing. Oh, you know what I'll do with you? Well, first, I want to see if the rumors are true. The other plant folk said that continued exposure to our pollen has interesting side effects on humans. The one I'm most interested in is suggestibility. If what they say is true, your mind is going to get all ooey-gooey. That is, easy to mold. I could get you to practically do whatever I want. Hey, no, I'm just protecting myself. Imagine if I just let you go. You might come back with other humans to hurt me. At the very least, I can't let you leave till I'm sure you won't bring me harm. Though I don't plan to let you go quite so soon as that. Shh, no need to struggle. You can't move enough to break free. Just lay back and let me relax your little mind, okay? I won't hurt you. In fact, you might be better off just letting me make all your decisions for you. It wasn't a very smart idea to come out here, you know. There are all kinds of awful creatures that can hurt you in a million different ways. I think you'd be much happier and safer with me in my control. Don't you agree? Oh, there you go again. That's not right. Sounds silly thing. You say yes. Nod your head. Alright, I'll nod for you again. The good news is that in the long term, you'll develop a resistance to the paralysis, so you won't always need my help. That you'll always be vulnerable to my suggestions. But I might give you an extra strong dose every now and again, just so I can cradle your limp body like this. There's something so satisfying about it. Let's see, I think it's been long enough, let me try something. Human, blink twice for me. Good. Now nod your head if you want to do exactly what I tell you. It's not working as quickly as I expected it to. Maybe I can help things along. Just relax. Lay back and let it just all wash over you, okay? You can feel them, can't you? Those warm, tingly waves of obedience. Just let them rush through your mind and body with each wave. You feel a little calmer, a little happier, and a little more compliant. Shh, don't struggle. Don't fight. You can overpower me even without my pollen. My vines are soft, but they're strong. But don't think of them as restraints. Think of them as protection. They're strong so they can cradle you, wrap you up, and keep you warm and safe. They're just what you need. How are you feeling? A little more willing to obey? Maybe? Nod your head yes. Good, good. You got it right this time. You're starting to understand just how good it feels to just let go. To let somebody else worry about all that thinking business. Let's help you dive deeper into that good feeling. Let's take some nice deep breaths. Breathe in. Nice and deep through your nose. You can smell my sweet pollen, can't you? Into your lungs, into your body. Feel those warm waves again, radiating out from your lungs each time you inhale. And when you let your breath out, some of your resistance goes with it. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. And out. That's it. Keep going. You're doing so wonderfully well. It won't be long before you're ready, I think. Aren't you excited to become perfectly obedient for me? Nod your head yes. That's it. Now why don't you show me just how obedient you are? Tell me how eager you are to do what I say. Oh, I know it's hard. You don't really feel like moving right now with so much pollen coursing through you. But do your best anyway and show me how good you are. Yes, that's it. You're perfect, just perfect. You're ready for a few instructions, aren't you? Very good. Well, the first one won't surprise you. I want you to promise me that you won't ever try to hurt me, all right? That's it. Nod your head. Good. But there's something else I want you to do, something you might not have expected. I want you to promise me that you won't do anything else to put yourself in danger. I really meant what I said. I think you'd be better off if you listened to me. You're so sweet and cute. I'd hate to think that you might go off and run into something dangerous. So no more risk-taking, you understand? Nod your head. Good. I'm glad we understand each other on that. Those are the two most important instructions I have for you. Don't hurt me. And let yourself get hurt. If you ever have to choose between those and anything else I tell you, then you choose those. Alright? Very good. I think that's all for now. You look like you're getting ready to drift off to sleep. I'm not surprised. Between my soft vines and my powerful pollen, I doubt there's a force in the world that could keep you awake for very long. It's okay. I think it would be good for you to get some sleep. So just go ahead and let sleep take you. I'll keep you nice and safe in my vines. When you wake up, you'll have inhaled so much pollen that you'll never ever dream of leaving me. Wouldn't that be nice? Of course it will. You'll love it almost as much as I will. Now go ahead and close your eyes. I'll still be here when you open them up again. Good night, my cute little human.